It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're talking about finding your tribe, and this comes from some of my personal experiences last week with some of my friends. Today, we're going to focus on day two, the ones who stay. Scripture says, Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Well, you know how it goes. Life always has a way of revealing who is really in your corner. And when everything is going right, when you're getting promotions, you've got plenty of money, the smiles, the celebration, there are people who come and run together with you. But you let that storm roll in, and you will quickly see who sticks around to hold that umbrella over your head. Because true friends aren't just present when it's convenient. They're the ones who stay when it's costly. They don't need an explanation when you're quiet. They don't disappear when your life gets messy. They don't just post on your social media, "I'm praying for you." Instead, what do? They actually pray for you. When Jesus faced his hardest moments, many of his followers scattered. Yet even as he hung on the cross, a few stayed near, the ones who truly loved him. Loyalty isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up, standing firm, and staying connected when life shakes the ground beneath your feet. And it's so easy to confuse proximity for loyalty, because just because someone is around you doesn't mean they're with you. Their presence could just be present. They're not present with a T. And there is a big difference. Some people only come for what you have to offer them, not who you are. Others, the ones sent by God, come because they love your soul. They love your messiness. They'll stand in prayer when you can't find those words, and they'll help you carry you and all of your problems when your faith feels so weak. You don't need a crowd. That's an understatement. A lot of folks seem to think the bigger the group of friends they have, the better off they are. What you really need is just a few steady hearts, people who know all of your flaws. They know your story, they know your past, and they still choose to stay. Because these are lifers, my friend, the friends who see your brokenness and they don't run from it. Maybe this season has shown you that, you know, who those people may or may not be in your life. And that's okay, because every person plays a role in your story. But not every person is meant for every chapter. Think about that. Thank God for the ones who have stayed by your side. Forgive the ones that left and trust Him to bring new people in your life who are rooted in love and not convenience. Today, as we reflect, think about it. Who are the people in your life who've stayed through your hard seasons? And how have they reflected God's faithfulness to you? Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for the people who stay when others walk away. Teach us to value loyalty the way that you do, and help us to be that kind of friend, faithful, loving, and steady, just as you are to us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.